We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Then we get Bryce Harper's debut tomorrow right here on 94 WIP.
How about that? Listen, I have never, ever anticipated watching a spring training game.
Like this.
Like I will be for tomorrow's game.
It was like when Ben went to Summer League that one year and I had to be watching NBA TV at 10:30 at night.
Right.
Well, no, I was actually,
that's what it was.
Yeah. Actually went out there.
Yeah.
Come to think of it.
Yeah, you're right. That Ben Simmons playing in the
like
Summer
this.
League. Yeah.
Except, Ike.
I think it's bigger.
It's much bigger.
Yeah, it's bigger. Yeah.
It's much bigger.
Season, the Summer League, eh. Spring training, you're right around the corner from the season actually starting.
Yes.
Summer League, you're not really around the corner from the season starting.
So let's take predictions. Ben, help us out on this. First at bat when he comes up, what does he do? Does he go, is it like T.O. where he goes deep?
Yeah. Is he
going to hit a home run? First at bat. Could you imagine?
I don't know if it's going to be the first at bat.
God, I hope so.
He gets one tomorrow.
Does he get one tomorrow?
Yeah, he gets one tomorrow.
Probably gets two at bats tomorrow, right?
Oh, is that it? He's not going to get the four at bats?
I'm not actually sure.
He's DHing, so all he has to do is go up there and get his swings in.
So, Ben, what do you think? What do you think? First at bat.
I've always thought that spring training was going to go a little slow for him because he got a late start, and then opening day he's going to hit a monster home run.
No, he's going to do that too.
We're going to get the Tom McCarthy gone, and it's going to be – I mean, it'll probably be like an upper decker, but I'm thinking at least
dude, I'm already
third
telling
row.
You. Listen, and this is – I'm not stepping out on a limb, I don't think. I just want to go in and say it. The dude is going to be the National League MVP this year.
Yep.
He's going to be the MVP this year. You watch. You watch.
I agree. Listen,
he's going to be the MVP of the National League this year.
I think he comes out like super smoking hot.
Yes.
Like you're talking about 20 home runs early.
This dude is pumped up to play here. He's going to feed off the energy of this city, the expectations. I think this is a dude who is going to embrace the challenge of playing in Philadelphia. The challenge of having the richest contract in major sports history.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to embrace that. He's going to embrace that. This is a new beginning for him in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yesterday Nick Williams was the DH. He got four at bats. So, he's getting three at least.
Right. Here's the thing. He certainly gets a hit tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't even know who's pitching, who he'll be facing.
I don't know.
They're going to give him something to hit.
All right.
They're going to give him something to hit. Nice fastball. Low and away.
Mm-hmm.
You know how us left-handers like them?
Yeah, low and away.
Right? Yeah, got that swing.
And you flare it?
That violent swing.
He does have a violent swing.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
He's gonna get a hit tomorrow. They'll give him something to hit.
All right.
Play to the crowd.
We'll go back to the Sig and Eagle call, then we'll use some other stuff with Harper. Darnell, Mount Airy. Darnell, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent, Darnell.
What's up, Dave?
How are you?
Hey, so I agree with Ike, man. Like, three points. Like, Michael Bennett, he was like our best. I consider him last year, he played the best. I think he even played better than Fletcher Cox at times. It was a few games.
At times,
that,
yeah.
You know, without Michael Bennett, Rams game, put that in perspective because when they came back.
Your cell phone stinks. He was the second best lineman last year. It's not even close.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, he was the second best lineman. Fletcher's a better player, had a better year.
Yeah.
But the last half of the season, Michael Bennett was out there on one foot, wasn't practicing, and he was effective every week. He really was.
Yeah, I mean, he really came on when he started getting more snaps. I mean, when he started getting more snaps, he really came on it, and it was almost as if he was getting a sack a game, either a sack or a tackle for loss a game. And he had a couple of plays earlier in the year where he got sacks, and I think it was a penalty or something, so they took the sack away from him.
Yeah, he definitely
had a couple of those.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Marks and Reese Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking for the perfect engagement ring? Make it remarkable at Mark's Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville, PA, or online marks-jewelers.com. Is letting Michael Bennett go a mistake? Yes or no? Right now, Ike, it's almost a coin flip. 52% say no, and that's almost 2,000 votes. So that's a pretty good gauge right there. It's a coin flip right now.
Yep.
So are they saying they can sign somebody else and he can be he can get some of it, and then Derek Barnett will make up for? Is there going to be a gap between what Derek Barnett and Michael Bennett do? The Eagles hope not.
You know why that's 50-50? Because Michael Bennett made the comments he made this morning about wanting to get paid. So that ruffles fans' feathers.
Well, he's rough around the edges, too.
But he hasn't done anything all year. No one has been upset at Michael Bennett.
You're right.
Everyone has been pleasantly surprised at how well Michael Bennett played this year.
I know.
No, that's from these comments this morning.
And the sleeves, maybe.
That
part of it.
What sleeves?
What sleeves? How he wears the...
Oh, well...
Well, people always talk about that. Yeah.
I mean, that irritates me. I'm just saying those comments this morning, and when you see it in print, that he doesn't mind being traded. Wherever he goes, he wants to get paid. That bothers fans.
Are they better?
That bothers fans. So my only point is that if there was a rumor out there that the Eagles were trading Michael Bennett and he never made these comments, I guarantee you it would be overwhelmingly in the other direction that people would want to keep Michael Bennett. Like, those comments this morning have made people want to get rid of Michael Bennett
because
they view it's a red flag.
Let's go to
and I get it, but you got to realize these athletes are like babies. So because he can't get a new deal, which he tried to already ask for, and he realizes the Eagles won't give him one, he's kicking and screaming so that he can get traded or released.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to play under his current deal.
Yeah, well, he goes on TV today just to do what he did.
Of course.
And then the Eagles afterwards, now Jeff McClain has sources.
They have
sources.
No choice to put it out there today.
Right.
Yes, they're trying to trade him.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And he started that. It was a smart move.
Yeah. He's trying to get out of here.
Michael Bennett,
because he knows the Eagles aren't going to pay him.
Michael Bennett's a smart dude. I mean,
he seems
to know what he's doing.
These dudes around the league, they're seeing what's working for other guys, and they go to Instagram, they go to Twitter, and it's not a good thing.
No, it's not normally a good thing. Not if they want to stay with the team.
Well, you're David Irving. How about David Irving, man?
Yeah,
retired today.
He chose weed over the NFL.
Shout out to the Dallas Cowboys.
He was also suspended for a year.
Right.
So if he wasn't suspended for a year, I don't know if he's quitting.
Right.
But he can't stay off the smoke, man.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later on in the show, because I think the NFL would like to not test for marijuana or have that in the drug program, but the players are going to have to give something up if they want to get that.
That's never going to happen.
Taken out.
that's never going to happen.
Well, they should do something, man. They should do something. Let's go to Rasheem, North Philly. Hi, Rasheem.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Whatever, Ross.
Hey. Michael Bennett probably was, you know, your second best defender, reliable as far as if you look at all the injuries we had. Derek Barnett is an unknown. So far, he can't stay healthy. He hasn't been productive. And Michael Bennett, if you argue with me, him or Brandon Graham, I might choose Michael Bennett just because the stats show you as far as, you know, tackle for loss, as far as sacks. And we also got to look at it. He was a part-time player earlier in the season. So when he was mad about his playing time, he was justifiably right because Derek Barnett is not better than him. So I think it'll be a mistake to release him or to trade him. You need to keep him. See you later, Chris Long. I appreciate everything you did for us, but you can give me Michael Bennett over Chris Long any day.
See, Chris any Long. Now I hear you. Especially when you're talking about production on the field.
No, Chris Long's a situational 15 snap guy, maybe a little bit more, maybe 20.
He's a team player.
Team player.
He's not asking for more money.
No. Well, I mean, he did get more money last year, so he did ask for more money. I want to see Chris Long come back.
Yeah, Jason Kelce asked for more money. Well, he didn't ask.
Well, remember he's like,
but he wound up getting more money.
No, remember what he said? Oh, yeah. I might retire. Remember that whole retirement
oh,
thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was smartly played, right? He got a new contract.
Yeah, he did.
Now, if someone would just tell Jason Peters that he should retire or take less money, but no one wants to talk to him.
Yeah, nobody's doing that.
So he'll be back at the same salary in 2019.
Yes. How about that?
Seems like that, right? 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Ben, Bryce Harper debut, first at bat. What are we seeing? Home run? Walk?
I think first game.
First game home run?
Not tomorrow. Tomorrow he's going to be a little rusty.
It's going to be rusty? Strikeout?
Everyone's going to panic. They're going to go, oh my God, Bryce Harper's 2-for-19 in the spring.
Yeah, you know, you will. That's who will be saying that. You, not me.
Didn't it happen in 08? Like they went like, what, like 3-something in the spring? And everyone's like, oh my God.
I don't pay attention to that. When you get towards the end and pitchers are still bad, you start worrying about that. But I'm not gonna go overboard. So I'm going home run. Home run first game tomorrow. Home run. He goes deep, and literally I don't know if we'll recover from that.
Oh no! If he hits a home run tomorrow, no, we won't recover. Will not. That would be equivalent of T.O. getting a touchdown. First play of the game. Yeah. That's equivalent to that.
If he first at bat, he goes deep.
Well, even if he hit one tomorrow at any point. You kidding me? In his first game?
Twitter will go down for five, 10 minutes.
Yes.
You won't be able to tweet out. Ike will be going through withdrawal.
No, I'm listening. I'll be watching. I'll be watching.
Emojis will be flying.
The one thing I know about baseball, you got a lot of games to watch.
Yep.
That's the one thing I know about baseball. You got a lot of games to watch. That's the good thing and the bad thing about baseball. The good thing is you're going to get it six nights out of the week.
No doubt about it.
So,
and we'll have the game for you right here on WIP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, I'll be at home. I'll be at home watching it tomorrow.
888-729-9494.
Who's pitching?
Ben?
Find out who's pitching and make sure.
Bryce Harper.
He should have to, right? I mean, geez.
Find out who's pitching so to make sure they throw him one.
We'll figure that out.
Throw him one to hit tomorrow.
888-729-9494. But even more importantly, Free Agent Friday here.
Yes.
At Chickies to Pizza, South Philly. Free agency starts next week. We'll have the town hall on Monday. Mm-hmm. But right now, Le'Veon Bell. Ike, if you want Le'Veon Bell, he's on your team.
Top running back on the market. Really top free agent on the market.
Top free agent on the market.
Yeah, top free agent on the market.
You're just going to have to make him the highest paid running back in the history of the NFL. Would you do it?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.